Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Pei Hei. Simen Kuf Pei Hei Levarach Birchas HaMazon B'Kol Ram V'Yesed Pratim B'Birchas HaMazon. To say Birchas HaMazon out loud and the other details of Birchas HaMazon. Se'if Aleph, Birchas HaMazon Nemro B'Chol Loshon. The first halacha is that benching can be said in any language. Mr. Brewer, Se'if Kon Aleph, B'Chol Loshon. Te'siv Deposes U'Berachto. B'koloshon sh'atom b'varech. U'berachta is where we learn the mitzvah to bench, v'chalta v'savot u'berachta, and it should be in any language that you can say the bracha. V'davka sh'meivin b'ozaloshon, but you have to understand the language. B'aloch ha'el simen samach be'ez ayin shom, look over there. He talks about it can't be a language that only a handful of people speak. It has to be a language that many people in that area speak. That's considered a loshon. Because of a Bach with Simakuf Sadi Gimel, the Kol Zebi Tzad Adin, the Bach writes, yes, that's the din. And Simakuf Sadi Gimel, the Bach says, that's the halacha. However, ula mitzvah in a muvcher, the best way to do the mitzvah, be'in and daf, Lashna Kodesh, you have to do it in Lashna Kodesh. Kosab Sefer Chinuch writes, Kol Zoya Bevichas Amozon, people who are careful to bench properly, Mizonosov, Mitsuyoslo, Kol Yamov, Bekavod, his support, his panos will be available to him all his life, with respect and honor. One who is particular and careful will be sure to make sure to bench a chatchila from a sefer, from a siddur, from a bencher, and not to do it by heart. Sefer Chassidim writes, there was an episode, someone died, he revealed himself in a dream after he left this world to one of his relatives. And he said to the relative, every day I'm being judged, that I was not careful to say the brachos with proper kavona. I ain't shum look over there. Se'if beis. When a person says birchas hamazon, he should hear what his lips are saying. But if he did not say the benching out loud, he would be yotze. Provided he did say the words with his lips. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis Bisfasov. Avol em hear her believe, but if he just thinks the words, lo yotze, he is not yotze. If because of illness or some other issue that forced him, so he only benched in his mind, in his heart. Yotza, he would be Yotza. V'ayin le'abu Simen Samach Beis, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Zayin. Now, if you look back at Simen Samach Beis, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Zayin, Shebiraranu, we clarified over there, the high Yotza lo legami kama. When we say you Yotza, in the case of Oynis or Choyli, it's not completely. The Kailon, because we hold, here lav kadibadami. Thinking is not the same as speaking. So what does it mean? What it means is, at the time when you can't say the bracha, at least think the bracha. And the Baruch Hashem will give him reward for that. But intrinsically, he's not yotza. And therefore, when the onus removes itself, if the food is not digested yet, he still has time to bench, then Yivach Birchas HaMazon, he'd have to bench again. So benching in his mind, it's something when there's nothing else, but if he can afterwards bench for real, he has to. Look over there, where he wrote Mishnah Berurah Be'alocha for the entire Se'if, because it all is relevant to here as well. Se'if Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer, the Bal Habayis Imbanav Ishto, Tzorech Levarach B'Kol Ram, to those who say that the Baal HaBayis with his children and wife has to make sure to bench out loud for them to be yotze with his bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel B'Kol Ram Hainu Kishe'enam Bikiyam Be'atzmam Levarich. This is when they, the wife and children, cannot bench themselves. They don't know the benching. V'heim yotzim b'shmi asam imenah. So they're going to be yotze when he does the benching. So even though we said before that emlo hishmila oznav yatsa, but if you're going to be motzi them, you got to bench out loud. The yesha kos with the tov the oem levarach b'kolam. Some say you should always bench out loud. Ki akol ma'arak kavana, because when you bench out loud, it creates more kavana. ubefrat imhu Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, especially on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, lo yishkach adizel ha'haskim in amor, by benching out loud, you'll make sure not to forget Ritzei or Yalav v'yavo. The Be'er Halacha asks a question, why is the Mechaber beginning Yesh Misha Omer? This should be obvious. Everyone should agree that you're supposed to bench out loud, you bench quietly your Yoytza, but if you're being Moitza, your wife and kids, you got to bench out loud. Like, what's a Yesh Misha Omer implying that not everyone agrees to this? So the Be'er Halacha points out that the Birkei Yosef and the Harsholem answer that there's a Machlokes Rishonim, can you be Moitza someone if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? If they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, could you be motzi them? So Rashi holds that you can be motzi them, even though they don't understand. That's this Yesh Misha Omer. Yesh Misha Omer, that the Baal HaBayis could bench out loud to motzi his family and kids, even though they don't know what he's talking about. But others disagree. Others hold that if he cannot, if they don't know what he's saying, even in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not going to be Yetza. So that's why it's only a Yesh Misha Omer. That's their teretz, why the Mechaber takes this language. Se'if Dalet. Afilu nishtaker kol kach ad she'enu yochel adabek ra'ui. A person who, during his meal, drank so much that he cannot speak properly, even that person, yochel levarach birchas hamazon, he can also say birchas hamazon. Mishnah Berurah sifkat on Dalet. Yochel levarach birchas hamazon. He could also say birchas hamazon. The pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savata uverachta. Va'afilu medumdom. Even if he's medumdom, perish, meaning, he cannot speak properly. This is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi understands if you're eating to v'savata, it may lead to not being able to speak properly. It's a deek in the root v'savata. Shemotsu come upon him. It's very common. She'achas sevia, once a person is full, ha'adam on v'shikur, he might be in a stupor. He may be drunk. V'afilu ha'chi chayavta t'olivach, and still the Torah says yes to bench. We'll write a little more about this after. So you have this concept that even though he's drunk and he can't speak perfect, he's still obligated in Berach HaMazon. Se'if hey, in Berach V'hoyis that saw a connector, a person benched and they found human excrement nearby, or he was drunk, perish l'gami, entirely drunk. Nistabku ha-toysvus ha-rosh. Toysvus and the rosh are not sure. And Sarach Lach Levarach, if he's Yetzir benching, he might have to go back and bench again. Now, if it's a case of urine that was found, we're not going to make him bench again for sure. But the Shaila is, what's going to be if it was Tzaya or he was totally drunk? Mr. Busef Khan, hey. In Berach V'Hoyis V'Chudu, what's the Lomi to say? Dibet Tfilo, when it comes to Damish when Esrei, Kaimlon the Elba Simon Ayin Vav, we learned before in Simon Ayin Vav. B'Misha Spal, if a person Damish when Esrei. If he finds human excrement in front of him or on his sides within four amas, then Malcolm show you where this topic. And it was a place where he should have suspected it might be. And he was negligent and did not check. The din is should serve last. So he's the daven again. Like it says, zevach rishoyim to eva, the offering of the wicked is an abomination. The same is true for kriyishma. So the shaila is, what do you do with benching? Vinistab kumhatosafos v'harosh. So Tosfos and the Rosh were in doubt. Im gam bevirchas amazin min hacha, do we say the same thing for benching? And you'll have to bench again. O dilmashani birchas amazin, maybe benching is different. Tekila mehasam, it's less severe. It's not as strict. Tahar b'shasui, because when it came to the person who drank to excess but not totally drunk, after Yochel Adabeth Nehem Melech, even though he can speak in front of the king, Kaimel on the eyes, so he holds Yishon and Davin Shemon Esri in that state. Uli Inibir Zamazan, Vadimut B'shasin. Now for benching, we say you're allowed. That was Sif Dalet. So we see, on the one hand, when it comes to drinking a certain amount, he's not competent or capable of davening Shemon Esri, but he is for benching. So where does benching fit in when it comes to Tzoya? Sifkar Vav, Perish Lagamri, or he was drunk, totally drunk. Now he's so drunk, he cannot speak in front of the Melech. So Tosfos and the Rosh are not sure. If he has to bench a second time, when he sobers up, and he still hasn't fully digested his meal. Now clearly, no one's discussing if he gets so drunk, he's the drunkenness of light. Dilav Hakas, if he was that drunk, Keshoita Yechashev, he's totally like a Shoita. Upotter Mikol Mitzvahs, he's exempt from all Mitzvahs. V'chayel Kol Yam Lachzavach, certainly if he benched like that, he'd have to bench again. So there are three levels. There's the fellow who drank a little, and he still can't speak perfect, but he can speak. Then there's the fellow who can't speak in front of the Melech anymore, but he can still speak. And then you have the total, doesn't know what's going on, totally out of it. Doesn't know what he's doing, totally unaware of what's going on. Shikusa Shaloit, doesn't know his own daughter, or totally just doesn't know what's going on. So by the time he reaches that degree of drunkenness, he's a Shaita, he's Padma Mitzvahs. Ubesif HaKoidim Shemata Levarich, now the previous Sif said he can bench when he's drinking. Yeah, but he can speak in front of the king. He did drink, but he can speak in front of the king. Many achronim ask, if he can't speak properly, why can't we assume in the previous sif that he couldn't speak in front of the king either? Yushalmi says he can still bench. The achronim conclude the halacha. If it happens, that he got that drunk, he should still bench. But he should bench before he gets that far gone. So it comes out that because they're not sure to the degree of not the Sif Dalet, what is Sif Dalet saying? Mr. Brewer is saying Sif Dalet means, yeah, he can speak in front of the king. And they're saying, no, Sif Dalet is when he cannot speak in front of the king. And it's still saying you should bench. So this is machlokes. If he can't speak in front of the king, is that what Sif Dalet is talking about or not? Is that Sif Hei or is that Sif Dalet? This is the shadow, the degree of drunkenness. So Lamaisa, everyone agrees you should bench before you get that far. But if you didn't, you could still bench even though you wouldn't be speaking with the Hamelach. Sifkan Zayin. Im Tzarech L'Achsa L'Varach. So the shadow is, do you bench again? Al Chathchila Gam Heim Loidim D'Asa L'Varach Shom Bracha. Now they agree L'Chathchila, you shouldn't say any brachas. V'chein Devei Torah, or even learn Torah. Neged soya in the vicinity of excrement. Umenatay, this is midiraisa. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, "Vayemachenecha kodesh." Yemacha should be kodesh. Vato tefila ksiv bekor. It doesn't say tefila in the pasuk. El kol davar kedusha asa the kreis b'malkom she'enanaki. Any davar shem kedusha is not appropriate if the place isn't clean. Vlo mistapki el kishkavar bech. So what was the suffix of toyas in the rosh? It's after the fact. He already said benching. Umasa achach. Now he finds it soya. Does he have to bench again? That's the shayla. But he shouldn't do it up front. Well, the dina, as far as the halach is concerned, dasa elis tamid veli rabba shem abach, elis tamid in eli rabba in the name of the bach, hold, kishem batzat soya kenegdo besoch da'al demosov, if he does find soya in front of him, within the alaramis, to tzorech lach so levorech berach as a mozen, he should still bench again, in midan le sak le mozen, provide the food hasn't digested. V'chem etzasi v'lekuti rabban ala brachis, I also found this in the lekuti rabban ala mesachas brachis, at first he brings the doubt that the Tais was asked this question. Then he concludes, we're not going to differentiate between benching and Shmona Esrei or Ad V'Kedusha and Shom. So the halach is coming out that he would have to bench again. That if he did daven in the vicinity of Tzoya, he would have to, or bench in the vicinity of Tzoya, he would have to bench again. But if he benched in the vicinity of urine, he would not bench again. Hainugam came both ways again. This is in the case of the Bidyevit. The Beirach Berazamazan, Ma'arach Matsumeraglaim, he already benched. And then he noticed there was the Meraglaim within the Anamas. Well, Achikam Pshita, because that's why it's Pshita, he doesn't go back. Because the din is, the Chatchila he can bench there if he doesn't know that there's Meraglaim. The neged meraglayim who rak yisur d'abonin, in front of meraglayim is nisur d'abonin. Valsveik, and if it's a question of meraglayim, lo goz, there's no decree. Kedei abu simen ayin vav, sif zayin, like we said in simen ayin vav. D'i hoya no d'lo metchila sheish ka meraglayim, if he knew up front that there was meraglayim, v'aval zeh berkneud, and he anyway went ahead and benched neged in front of the meraglayim, lo havi amal ka pshita, mechaba could never said pshita. The din echad hu amal tzatzoy connect, the same as finding tzaya. So if he knew it, and he did it anyway, and he was over and did it, he'd have to bench again.